friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove.
Hi, Johanna, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mikey. How are you?
Good, thank you. Looking forward to the weekend. How wonderful to have all that spare time.
I know.
Time I could spend money and enjoy people's creativity.
Just can't wait to spend all of my money.
Yes, on local creative types.
Exactly. Yes. Investing back into the community.
That's right. You know, the only thing, only good things can come of that.
Absolutely.
Right, tell us what's going on.
Hey, so I have a very special guest in this morning. I'd like to introduce you to Chris Parker.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm really good. It's 9 a.m. and I'm feeling fresh.
Yes, you look very fresh.
Thanks so much.
Crisp as.
Crisp as, yeah.
No
breakfast. Breakfast is for weak people.
Who has time for breakfast?
Who has time for breakfast?
So why have you brought your friend in the studio?
So Chris is here. Chris is an award-winning comedian.
Wow.
Can we just preface?
Thank you.
I just want to preface by saying publicly.
Oh my God, I needed that.
Chris is the winner of the Fred Award this year, which is the top award at the New Zealand Comedy Festival.
Do you feel like my mum sort of pitching me to like a school or something? Trying to get me into like this public's private, fancy private school
I'm
or something.
Knock, knock, knock. I'm like, Christ College, it's me.
That's all very good and well, but do you play rugby? Congratulations for that.
Hey, thank you.
What does that entail?
It entails a gumboot on a bit of wood and a dinner voucher somewhere.
Sky City.
I mean, not what you won, but what did you do to win it?
Oh, right. What did that entail? I got you. I made an hour show called Camp Bench in the New Zealand Comedy Festival this year, which is about my experience going through. Well, it's a comedy show, but it's also about my experience going through like all boys schools.
Lucky.
Yeah, it was literally a dream come true. It really turned me into the man I clearly am today.
Yes.
And people laughed, and then
they gave me a gumboot and a dinner voucher.
Yeah. Have you spent the dinner voucher yet?
Not yet.
Careful.
Too busy making shows.
Yeah, but you say that, but time will run out, and it'll say valid in two, and you go, oh, that was last week, and you ring them up, and they go, you can only do it till then.
But speaking of shows, you've got another show coming up next week.
Yeah, next week I decided with my spare time I should make a show with my sister who also went to drama school. So there's like two actors in our family.
The older ones,
they do like boring normal jobs, but we do the fun ones.
Two actors, just the one spotlight at home though?
We share it.
Yeah, good.
50-50.
Yep.
And
that's so
it's
diplomatic.
A struggle. And this show we've made, it's called Sibs. It's a basement theatre from the 7th to the 11th. Of August, and it's all about, you know what, actually we're at the end of the process of kind of making it, and do you know what it's actually about? It's
what?
About sibling love.
Yes.
Which is so nice. Like
what?
It's not really about like I hate you and I hate you. It's actually about just like having love for someone who's gone through a very similar experience in your life and who you've shared this sort of like upbringing with. And now that we're meeting each other as adults, it's kind of been a really beautiful process, and it's been very funny to do.
That's awesome. It also helps that you're both amazingly funny and very talented.
Yeah, she went to the same drama school that I went to, but it's a few years after me. And so now it's like us like meeting as like we're like Maggie and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Essentially, you paved the way for her.
Sort
of glad-handed her through.
She's paved her own way.
Yeah.
But that's very much the material that we are mining in the show. It's too real. Everything is too real.
Did you feel like it gets to a point in the or in the rehearsal process or in the show where you're like, oh, too far?
No.
Really?
No, nothing's off limits for us.
Oh,
which
great.
Is really scary. Yeah. We go into it. We've got all our old home footage from when we were kids that we used to like create these movies and like create these theatre shows that we've filmed, and we're kind of using that in the show as well. So you get a sense of like the history of how long we've been doing this for.
No pressure on those young people listening who are just making knock around videos at home. You may need to use it later on in the future.
Oh my God.
So make sure you edit it properly. Get the titles
digitalize
done.
Digitalize it and get it on a hard drive.
Yeah. Get it.
And then put that on your computer so you don't lose your hard drive like I did and lose all your footage.
Oh my God, that's harrowing.
That is mother of mercy.
Look, just shout it to any student out there who's just like lost their hard drive and they're in the middle of a breakdown. You're going to get through this. You are strong and you are beautiful.
Don't trust the cloud. Hey, don't trust the cloud.
So what dates is Sibs on and how do we get tickets?
7th to the 11th.
I've dropped it in. 7th to 11th of August. No, it's fine. At our Basement Theatre, 8 p.m. Tickets are cheap-ish. depending on your budgie. And you can buy them through the Basement Theatre or iTicket. And also, there's another show called I, Willie.
I've got the plug about that. Oh, yeah, I, Will Jones. It's Amon's show. Did you see his show in the Comedy Festival?
Yeah, I think he's so funny. He's a really brilliant comic from Wellington.
He's amazing. And it's a truest story by storyteller comedian Amon Mara about friendship, animorphs, and becoming the person you want to be.
Awesome.
That sounds like my absolute cup
of
tea.
Our shows speak to each other in this beautiful, it's like Nostalgia Week at the Basement. And I think there's a deal where you can buy two tickets.
Is it on Thursday? Normally it's like two for 35.
Yeah, you buy his ticket and my ticket.
Yeah.
Combo, so like a combo meal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be the ticket queens.
And save money too by doing that, yeah?
So probably, yeah. Of course,
yes. Not,
yeah. Save it for like some lollies at the dairy or something.
So you could throw them at the end of the show, couldn't you? Presents and gifts.
You don't want to have Macintoshes thrown at you at the end of the show. That's
too hard.
Does anyone even buy
roses,
those
things, right?
Yeah. Or like a carnation. I feel like that's romantic.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. And budget friendly too, a carnation too.
Totally. All about the budget.
All about that budget.
Oh, look, they've thrown up carnations. That's nice. Get those from outside, didn't they? The gas station.
Anyway, so basically,
carnations is like what? Like you wear on
your favorite? What's your favorite flower, Johanna?
Oh, that's a really hard question.
Well, I've thrown it right at you in your face right now, so what is it?
Freesias. I'll just quickly answer there. They smell fantastic.
Oh, true, yes. Lovely. No, actually, like the little rosebuds. I really like them.
So and roses.
Yeah, roses. They're actually roses.
A young rose.
Is jasmine is considered...
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
The smell of jasmine.
Oh, I love the smell of jasmine.
It's almost that time of the year too. It's almost the wafting jasmine.
Makes you feel good too. It gives you your mental space. You're just like, God, life's sweet.
With a sniff of jasmine.
There you go. Hey, and so what other shows are on, Johanna?
Hey, so Burn Her is opening tonight.
Oh, yeah, I really want to see that. And so is Hair. That's opening as well.
Apparently Hair is... I saw someone who went to the preview last night and they were like, harrowing but amazing.
I saw it in Sydney, the play, and it's very awesome. It's so great.
Just to be clear, it's not the hair as in long, beautiful hair. Hair,
no,
daddy, there, daddy.
It's actually spelled H-I-R, and it's a combination of gender pronouns spelling. And it's a domestic family drama, but with an incredible modern forward-thinking twist.
We were going to have a room teriata and talking about that, but we couldn't, unfortunately. But that would have been fascinating. It's it sounds like it's a bloody good play.
I saw it in Sydney. It's so funny. And
is it funny?
It's really funny. Like, it's just written really... The guy who wrote it, Taylor Mack, he's sort of this kind of gender... He's a gender sort of queer playwright in New York. And his work is very... like really current and fast, though, really snappy New York at writing. And it's when I saw it, I was like blown away by it.
Cool.
I was laughing a lot and then also gut wrenching at the same time.
Shit. That's amazing.
What a sell. I got you.
I'm sold. Okay, I'm booked in right now. And Burn Her, which is at Q Theatre, is opening tonight as well. And that's by Sam Brooks.
My boyfriend saw it last night. He said it was incredible.
All of this amazing theatre in Auckland at the moment. You've got no excuse to not go and see all this cool stuff.
Throw your computer in the toilet.
Yeah, throw. I mean, you do not need that hard drive, girl. I mean, you do, but
nah, just go
keep the hard drive.
But
just lob your laptop into the urinal and be on your way.
Absolutely,
lob it in.
Literally, the best thing you can do with your day.
Hey, thank you very much. Nice to meet you, Chris.
Thank you.
And thank you, Johanna.
Thanks,
and have a wonderful weekend, one and all.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.